broadcasting from Cal State University, Long Beach. This is KKJZ FMHD3, Long Beach, Los Angeles, and 22westmedia.com.
All right, you got any awards to give out? Any bad awards?
Bad awards. Let me think. I've been watching a lot of basketball lately.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
And,
is that the bad award that you've been watching basketball?
The Cleveland Cavaliers are in a downward spiral as of late. They have a super team, you would
think.
They do. LeBron James, Isaiah Thomas, Kevin Love, Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson. Like, these are great names. But they are 2-10 in their last 12, I believe.
That's pretty bad.
There's a lot of locker room drama going on. Isaiah Thomas, even though he plays in about, because he's just coming off his injury, he's playing about 25 minutes per game, but he holds the ball longer than any other Cavaliers player per game. So there's drama that he's, you know, not sharing the ball, not getting ball movement going because he's the point guard and that's the point guard's job. And there's also some drama with Kevin Love. He apparently was sick and missed a practice and missed part of a game. And apparently all the Cavaliers, like, ganged up on him or like, da-da-da-da-da, like, you shouldn't be doing that. Like,
they do know the flu is going around this year, right?
Yeah, that, and here's the kicker on that one. Derrick Rose took, like, a, I believe, like, a three-week hiatus from basketball, saying he's reevaluating his position or where he wants to do.
And
then he comes back in open arms, you know, and Kevin Long misses one practice.
Because he's sick.
Half of a game because he's sick.
He's probably yakking out of both ends.
And he comes back with pitchforks and a... flames in hand.
Navigy, huh?
You know, it was a... So the Cavs, they're in the finger-pointing mode right now. They're trying to figure out what's going on. Kevin Love is rumored in trade deals with multiple teams. But,
Lakers?
Yeah. We'll see. Lakers got a good core. Good young core.
They do.
And so, and they have the money to sign a free agent. And so we have free agents like DeMarcus Cousins, who's going to be... Who actually just suffered
Taurus Achilles.
Season-ending injury last night in a barn burner with the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
That's
going to hurt his stock for... He's a free agent, so that's going to hurt his stock on his contract.
But the Lakers are a couple pieces away from being a playoff team.
I think so.
Because they've beaten good teams this year. They beat the Rockets. They beat the Celtics. They just need that bona fide
leader.
They
need that guy.
You know, they do. You know, and they tried to make Lonzo that guy, but he's... Lonzo, don't get me wrong. Lonzo Ball, everybody's ratting on him and stuff, but he's a... He makes things happen for that team.
Yeah.
And he's young. He's 20 years old.
He's a wizard
and
with the passing, too.
He is, and he's just going to get better and better, and I think the Lakers are going to get better and better. And
they should.
Yeah, I think they'll be on the up and up in a couple years or so.
If not, they're doomed. how about a good award?
Ever hear of Al Bundy? Oak High, All City, 4 touchdowns in 1 game?
But I'm just a regular Joe that played high school football, scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game, last city championship Pocahiba won.
When I was 18 years old and scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game, I became the greatest football player in the history of Pocahi.
All right.
Good award.
I got a good award for you.
You do? All right. Give it to me.
Ex-Twins All-Star, Glenn Perkins. Ever hear of him?
I have.
Oh, okay, because I haven't. But he's stepping away from Major League Baseball after 12 years. What do you think that he's going to be doing?
Let me see.
He's going to be living the American dream.
All right, I'm going to add the American dream. Is he going to own a... No. American dream.
He's retiring to brew beer and smoke meat.
Okay.
Let me address the elephant in the room, he said.
Doesn't get more American than that, ladies and gentlemen.
I won't be playing baseball anymore. I'll be spending my time brewing beer, smoking meat, woodworking, and hanging with my family. Or the same things I've been doing, just without the baseball part.
Respectable.
So 12 years with the Twinkies. He's only pitched in 7 2/3 innings over the last 2 years due to shoulder issues.
Yeah.
But you know what? I drink his beer and... Hopefully his jerky's good, too.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Hats off to him.
I take it he's from probably, like, down south somewhere. I don't think he's...
He's from
St. Paul, Minnesota. Minnesota.
He's doing some manly stuff over there now.
He is.
Brewing beer, smoking meat. Whew. Doesn't get more American than that.
He's living the American dream.
He is. Good for him.
He really is. Good, you got a him. Good award in the next 50 seconds to give
50
out?
50 seconds. Good award. Good award.
Vladimir?
We'll give it to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Now, did they get the pick? The players get the pick,
players
again,
get
right?
The pick. Players finally get the pick. So, Vlade originally was leaning towards the Angels, or leaning towards the Expos, but since they are no longer a team, he decided to go with the Angels. And
he didn't
want to
go with the Rangers or anything?
That 1 year was pretty tempting.
Yeah, it was.
But it was an all-star. He was an all-star that year.
What? He did have an all-star?
Yes. Wow. Angels got rid of him way too soon. But yeah, my good award goes to Vladimir Guerrero and his career in baseball, specifically with the Angels, getting their first Hall of Fame member. Great player, great guy. And
these awards are for you, people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
No, Al, you were really amazing tonight. I mean, 4 touchdowns in a single game.
Oh, babe, that's no big deal. I mean, it's not like it's going to be the highlight of my life or anything.
All right. Speaking of New York, I'll be in the Big Apple next week. I leave on Wednesday.
Cool. What are you going to be doing over there?
I'm going to be seeing Springsteen on Broadway on the 3rd, and then I'm going to go see my uncle in Rhode Island. And
I need to catch the SpongeBob SquarePants on Broadway.
That you should.
I want to see that.
Well, you should go.
Should.
I know you always post those SpongeBob memes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Facebook.com/OnTheBenchRadio. On Instagram @OnTheBenchSportsTalk. Tony there, Sammy here. Thanks for tuning in.
And next time you'll hear of us, we'll have a new Super Bowl champion. So,
it'll be a same old Super Bowl champion.
What am I saying? New?
Yeah. What? You got a new phone?
I did.
I noticed that you're not wearing Band-Aids all the time.
It's not shattered anymore. Yeah, it's moving up in the world. Am I right?
You are. We are. And go on iTunes, people. Subscribe and like us.
You have the technology. Use it.
All you have to do is click.
So
it's
easy.
Not that difficult.
It's convenient.
It's easier than turning on a TV. Well, nowadays, yeah, it's actually probably easier than
probably
turning on a TV.
Yeah.
But Tony, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. We'll have a Super Bowl champion. The Patriots, I'm sure. And maybe some more XFL news.
Yeah. Maybe some new rosters, maybe.
Maybe.
Potential players.
Maybe Baker Mayfield will end up there in a couple years.
Hey. See him and Johnny Manziel going, having a nice little rivalry over there.
All right, people. Thanks for tuning in. Beatles at the Beach next, and see you in 2 weeks. The Bench abides.
It's up to you, New York. New York. New York.
That's the name of the game.
22 West Radio.